بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue in this fourth topic concerning the rulings on the funerals. And this fourth one deals with the rulings on the dying person. On the dying person. The person approached by death. All the angels of death. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Sajda, verse 11, chapter 32, verse 11, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. The angel of death who is set over you will take your souls, then you shall be brought to your Lord. It is proper for the one who attends the dying person to wet his throat with some water and to wet and to moisten his lips with a cotton wet with water in order to ease the intensity of the situation in regard to the utterance of the testimony of faith, and that this should be done by those who are most knowledgeable of his affair from his family and those who are most pious and caring towards the dying person, because this also will make his situation easy. And that he is to be directed or instructed to testify, to utter the testimony of La ilaha illallah. In accordance with the hadith, instruct your dying persons to utter La ilaha illallah. And in accordance with the hadith, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. The one whose last words are La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, then he will be admitted to paradise. As to how many times the person should do this, the correct opinion, it is sufficient to say it one time, as long he does not talk something else after that. Then in this case, the person returns and tells him to utter it again. For example, if he says La ilaha illallah, if the person says La ilaha illallah, then after that, for example, says, give me some water. Then in this case, he is to be directed to say it after that. And this instruction should be done kindly, lest he gets tired or weary. And the manner of this, which is called talqeen, is either to mention, one opinion is either to mention the testimony to him so that he remembers and thus says it, or the second opinion is to order him. And those who said to, with the, those who held to this opinion said this is in line with what the Prophet ﷺ said when he said laqinu, laqinu, and this is a command, instruct. And when he told to his uncle, Ya Am, O my uncle, قل, say, La ilaha illallah. And the correct opinion is the first one, because the saying of the Prophet ﷺ to his uncle is either it will benefit him if he would have said it, or it would not be of a harm if he didn't say it, because he was a disbeliever. The opposite is the situation of the Muslim. So if you know that the dying person, if you command him with the shahada, that he gets annoyed or irritated, then in this case you mention it to him so that he remembers. And if you know from his condition that he does not get annoyed nor irritated, then because of his strong faith and patience and his good reliance upon Allah, then in this case you say it in the form of command. قل, say, لا إله إلا الله. Should he add Muhammad Rasulullah, or sufficient to say لا إله إلا الله? Two opinions. The first opinion is to command him with both, meaning to say the shahada complete, meaning with the two statements, لا إله إلا الله and محمد. So they said that the second part is follows the first part, but it was not mentioned in the hadith, they said, because it is known. The second opinion, and this is the correct opinion, is that it shouldn't be, meaning to state only La ilaha illallah. That is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not mention it. And also because whoever attests to the uluhiyya, that Allah is the only true God worthy of worship, then from the matters necessitated by this attestation is his attestation to the messengership of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And also because whoever says La ilaha illallah enters Islam, and we consider that he became a Muslim, and then he is to be commanded with what is necessitated by the testimony of La ilaha illallah. Even some of the scholars were with the opinion, if the kafir makes the adhan or the iqama, we rule that he is a Muslim because they comprise the shahadatain. Now, from the matters, is it from the things to be mentioned here, is the issue of reciting Surat Yasin, Surat Yasin, on the dying person. And this surah is Surah 36, chapter 36 of the glorious Quran. This is based on the issue, or related to the issue, whether the hadith related to it is authentic or weak. And the hadith, اقرأوا على موتاكم سورة ياسين, recite upon your dead سورة ياسين. This hadith, the scholars differed in terms of its authenticity and also in terms of its meaning. Some of the scholars, rahimahumullah, may Allah's mercy be upon them, considered that this hadith is weak, and so it is not legal to recite it, recite the surah 36 on the dying person. Others considered it to be hasan, good, of the grade good. And from those who went to this was Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and he said that it is recommended to be recited upon the dying person. This is in terms of the authenticity of the report. In terms of the meaning, also they differed. The scholars differed in terms of the meaning. What does it mean upon your dead, quote unquote? Does it mean the one who is dying in the course of death, or the one who already died? Those who said that this applies to the one who already died, they said this is like offering the reward of the recitation to the deceased. And the other opinion is that it is to be recited, that the meaning is to recite it over the person who is dying in the process of death, meaning before the soul is taken. And they argued that this makes the the death of the person easier. Why? Because the surah reminds concerning very important matters of faith and the remembrance of paradise, and this may increase the dying person in the sense that it can increase him with tranquility and gives him hope in Allah the Most High. And this is closer, according to the correct opinion, this meaning is closer if we take by the hadith as being good. And even Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, considered that the recitation of the surah after the death of the person is an innovation, because he said then there is no benefit therein. This concludes the fourth matter, and this matter is the rulings regarding the dying person, meaning in the process of death. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم